Hey, Heavenly Homemakers. Thank you for living out God's calling to make your homes heavenly while striving toward your heavenly home. The Lord is working through you to bless so many people. As Laura addresses your questions in the next few minutes, we hope you are blessed with real life help and that your spirit is uplifted.
Hi, this is Laura Coppinger at HeavenlyHomemakers.com. Welcome to our very first podcast. We are very excited to be adding this feature to our site and hope that you really enjoy it and will enjoy especially the information shared here. Our goal is to keep these podcasts at about 15 minutes or less, if we can, just because we know you're very busy. We don't want to take up a lot of time in your day, although we are hoping that during the podcast, you can maybe be multitasking while you're listening, maybe fold a load of laundry or walk on the treadmill or wash some dishes, whatever it is that you need to do, that you can just listen to the podcast while you're working. And if by chance you happen to have a moment to just put your feet up and listen, that would be great too. A little bit of time for a woman to be able to relax with her feet up is a good thing. I'd love to encourage you, if you have any questions you'd like me to address in a future podcast, to email me at laura@heavenlyhomemakers.com, and I'll look into it and see if maybe it would be a great candidate for a podcast Q&A time in the future. Our first question today comes from Amy. It reads, Laura, I have been reading your blog for some time now. Over the last few years, I have had several health problems that seem to be getting worse. This summer, my husband and I have decided to try eating healthier. I know you have walked this road, felt this anxiety of needing to change it all at once so that your son could be better. What do I start with? I live in Birmingham, Alabama, and from what I can tell, Azure Standard doesn't deliver here. We have Whole Foods, but as you noticed in your recent trip there, it is pricey. I've been trying to research CSAs and such, but I seem to not be finding any. I just feel overwhelmed and need someone to say, here, do these 5 to 10 things first. Can you help me, please? Well, yes, I definitely have walked that road before, and I well remember all of the anxiety of trying to figure out what to change first, and pretty much I wanted to change everything at the same time just because I felt such an urgency to help Malachi. And, you know, as I was learning about healthy eating, I really didn't want to eat any processed food anymore or any yucky meat or, anything that wasn't just perfect for us, I felt was poison being put into our bodies. I really kind of got a little freakish there for a while. So I do understand that, and I want to just recommend that you relax, because changing everything at once is just impossible and not really necessary, because, you know, any little change you can make is going to be helpful. So some of the things I would say to try first, well, and I've been addressing this on my blog. If you have been reading the Simple Steps Toward Healthy Eating series that I've been writing, any of those things are great places to start. Just simply starting with drinking more water, you know, eliminating the juice and the pop and any of the bad drinks that you could be drinking, and just drink more water, eat more fruits and vegetables. You know, those are just some simple things that you can be doing that anybody can do, eating out less. And then from there, I would suggest probably working your way from, I guess what I would say, from white to brown, switching from white flour to whole wheat, from white rice to brown rice, from white sugar to unprocessed sugar like honey or succanat. From there, I would just really suggest that you work on making as many foods as you can from scratch, just so that you know what is going into your food, really avoiding the processed foods that have a million ingredients listed, most of which we don't recognize, and just really focus on looking at what food is real, what food is whole, putting those ingredients into your foods, and that in and of itself, even if the ingredients aren't organic and raw and grass-fed, all of those things that you want to work toward eventually, if you can, at least you know that you're just eating real food as opposed to a lot of chemical-laden foods. This email comes from Holly. She says, Hi, Laura. I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom to 2 kids ages 3 and 21 months. I love meal planning and found some great ideas and recipes from your site. Breakfast and supper are easy for me. Lately, however, I found myself standing in my pantry at 11:55 a.m. every day, staring at the shelves and wondering what to make for lunch today. I find myself in a rut of sandwiches, crackers and cheese, etc. I would love to see a quick compilation of some of your favorite lunches for your boys. I know you do a lot of freezer cooking, which I don't do yet, but I would love to. A quick list of your favorite lunch go-to items and meals would be much appreciated. I would love to see new ideas and healthy recipes. All right. Well, for lunches, I have really learned to think outside the box just because we don't do a lot of sandwiches at our house, both because they tend to cost quite a bit just to feed our family sandwiches. We'll go through a whole loaf of bread and two packages of lunch meat, and I don't even feel great about feeding them that lunch meat. I don't have good access to many healthy lunch meats at our house or where we live, so we don't do a lot of sandwiches, and yet I still need our lunches to be pretty quick just because we've been schooling all morning, maybe have something to run off to in the afternoon, or just more schooling to get done. So it is really nice just to have a quick lunch idea, but I tend to do similar meals to what I fix for dinners or suppers usually, just because we don't do sandwiches. I have found that it doesn't really cost much more or any more to go ahead and do a meat and vegetables type of meal. So often I will do just a regular, you know, a casserole or a meat and vegetable, meat and potato type meal at lunchtime as well as at supper. As long as I can do something that is quick to throw together or even something that I can put together early that morning and then just warm up at lunchtime. Yes, like you mentioned, I love having my freezer foods that I have made ahead of time, put in the freezer so that I can just grab something out and warm it up for lunch. The burritos are that I make, and you'll find that recipe on my website. Excellent lunch idea. So easy to grab those out and throw them in the oven and then cut up some fruit to go with it. Homemade pizza pockets, things like that that I put in the freezer are just so easy and nice. You'll find the entire list on my website. If you look in the search categories up across the top sidebar, toolbar, you'll find on that page a link for Make Ahead Meals. And if you look through all of the posts in the Make Ahead Meals section, you'll see all the different recipes and ideas that I have used in the past to make food ahead of time, put in the freezer, and have them easy, ready just to warm up quickly. Then I know that we're getting something healthy, but it's also something super simple for me. Another thing that I just put together for everybody is a list with 30 different lunch ideas. Holly, I really appreciate this idea for me to create this list, just because if nobody else gets any help from it, I am getting help from it. I had a good time putting it together and think that it's just a good reference just to print out and maybe laminate and put on the side of your refrigerator, just so that you can have at a quick glance 30 different great lunch ideas or quick meal ideas, even if it's a dinner time and you're in a rush to head off to a game or just getting back home from something and you need a quick meal idea. This list should be, I hope, helpful for all of us. And most of the recipes or the meal ideas that I have mentioned on that list, you can find those recipes on my website. I've put a star on those so that you can recognize that they are a recipe that you can easily find on my site. So I would suggest taking a look at that list maybe on Sunday to kind of plan your lunches for the week, or even just looking at it each morning to try to decide, okay, what should I fix for lunch today, so that you can have your plan in place so that lunchtime doesn't sneak up on you and then you suddenly have hungry kids ready for something to eat. Go ahead and take a look at it, get an idea of what you have the ingredients for that you can put together a meal quickly, thaw out what you need to thaw out, get out, even if you're going to make creamy mac and cheese, go ahead and grab out the noodles you're going to use, put them by the stove. Just get ingredients out and ready so that when it comes time to do it, you're ready just to get on it right away. That has helped me a lot. Just planning ahead, being prepared. Of course, I don't always do that. There are many times that I too am just kind of standing at the fridge going, I don't know. And then the kids are coming in hungry. So it just is always just nicer just to have a plan. So hopefully this downloadable PDF file that I made will be helpful for all of you. You can download it on this post. I've got a link to it. You can just click on it and download it. It's a free download. All right, as I close out today's podcast, I just want to encourage you to check out another new feature that we have on our site, the Heavenly Homemakers Healthy Discount page. Since we were talking about different ways of starting out eating healthier, we've put the Heavenly Homemakers Healthy Discount page together for you as hopefully a way to give you another resource for finding great healthy foods at a great price so that it's something that is doable for you buying these foods. So check that out. You can see the link for that page on my sidebar. And also wanted to mention again that if you have any questions you'd like me to address in a future podcast, please do email me, Lara@heavenlyhomemakers.com, and I will consider using your question as a future question in a podcast. Now, I would encourage you just to go love on your husbands, thoroughly enjoy your children, take joy in your life as a heavenly homemaker.